All right, now let's all shout it.
WPGC.
Yes. Andy. You know, it was 1958. Perhaps you would go to your phone, you know, after it was ringing and say, hello. And then you might get a response like this.
Hello, baby.
Ain't gonna need this house no longer. He's getting ready to meet the
same. Ready to meet the same.
Rosemary Clooney and this old house and the rock and roll generation is aye, come on strong. And the hits all day long. It's 10 minutes past 10 o'clock.
As a climax to the rock and roll generation, January 1st, WPGC presents the top 100 hits of 1969. Coming soon, your free copy of the top 100 hits of 1969 from WPGC.
WPGC number one.
Messing around there with Clyde McFadden and the Handy Andy Show at 7:35. And WPGC is presenting the rock and roll generation from now until January 1st. Don't miss a single minute of it.
Are you tired from Christmas shopping, run down and depressed? Here's the perfect answer. See the Dusk to Dawn Horrorthon tonight, all night at the 301 Drive-In Theater. Six full-length features guaranteed to raise your blood pressure, your heartbeat, and the hair on the back of your neck. You'll meet the Frankenstein monster, King Kong, Godzilla, the vampire, the thunder of Frankenstein, the beast of Paradise Island. You'll love every maddening moment of the Dusk to Dawn Horrorthon. 7 to dawn, 10 hours of spine-tingling terror.
Poor fella, you sounds like he's describing the DJs, Frankenstein, the Wolfman, everybody.
Please wait for me.
Never say goodbye, and I'm Handy Andy saying never goodbye because the rock and roll generation is here on WPGC, and the Good Guy School salutes are on the air too. If you'd like to have your school saluted on the air, the voice of the students, write or call WPGC between 9 and 5. That's weekdays at 779-2100. Oh no, Chef Willie. Look out.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky
of the rock and roll generation.
Police get 105 recruits, the most ever. Armed Bandit goes corner grocery store, $50 in Northwest D.C. Baltimore's mayor says he favors state aid to private schools. And Larry Hogan will tell the facts about Nixon's D.C. crime bill to residents of D.C. A 40-minute old fire on Atlantic City Pier has just been brought under control, and the back half of the theater and game section has been destroyed, but the front half has been preserved. Wind blowing away from the boardwalk has enabled the firefighters at Atlantic City to save that particular section. No estimate of the damage has yet been made, and the cause is thought to be from electrical faults.
Don't touch that dial. It's Ken Dixon, Riddle Diddle time.
If an acrobat fell off his trapeze, what would he fall against?
St. Patrick's Day may be the day for the wearing of the green, but at Ken Dixon, every day is the day for the saving of the green. If you want to save your hard-earned money in buying a new Chevrolet or Buick, head for the money-savingest dealer in the USA. The one, Ken Dixon, Route 301 Waldorf. Ken Dixon really saves you money.
If an acrobat fell off his trapeze, what would he fall against? Against his inclination.
Another Ken Dixon Riddle Diddle coming up.
Cloudy, windy, and cold tonight with lows in the low 20s. Tomorrow, windy and cold with some sunshine. Chance of precipitation, 10% tonight and 20% tomorrow. It's 33 degrees. Andy Andrews, WPGC, Pulse Beat News. WPGC, sound off.
It burns me up to see pet shops selling puppies and kittens as if they were toys. They don't inquire if the buyer knows how to take care of them. They sell wild animals, even lions. They know the average apartment or home is no place for a wild animal. Not human type, that is. Alyssa Free, Jamestown Road, Bethesda. Your response is welcome.
Best Sound Off of the Week wins $10. Address yours to Sound Off, WPGC, Box 8550, Washington, D.C.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1959.
Scandal. Scandal. Scandal.
Scandal. Hit big.
Alan Freed was charged with accepting $30,000 in bribes from six record firms. His tearful goodbye came over the air as he broke into
Shimmy, shimmy, Coco Pop, shimmy, shimmy, pop.
DJs across the country resigned or were fired for reasons of conflict of interest. 1959 was the year Paola was exposed.
Buzz Clifford. Oh, that babysitting boogie of the Handy Andy Show, opening an ear to yesteryear, 1959.
As a climax to the rock and roll generation, January 1st, WPGC presents the top 100 hits of 1969. Coming soon, your free copy of the top 100 hits of 1969 from WPGC.
Remember this great one? Mac the Nye. Bobby Darin singing.
Oh, the shark bait.
The precipitation, 10% tonight and 20% tomorrow. It's 32 degrees. Andy Andrews, WPGC, Pulse Beat News.
The Rock and Roll Generation.
Rock and Roll Music. Sweet
Groovy
Music.
1960. The scandals involving disc jockeys nationwide continued. Men and companies who were known as distributors and promotion men, the men who actually brought the records around to radio stations, were not immune either. Honesty hit the industry. Radio station general managers and owners clamped down for fear of losing their licenses. When a record was played in 1960, it wasn't hyped, it wasn't paid for, and it usually got played because some honest music director thought it merited play. Paola was the household word of the day. Even Congress got in on the action when they wrote legislation banning this type of activity. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1960.